Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for four episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.
Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Reggie Adetula.
All right, one more hour in the loop here on this Wednesday on Sports Radio 610. Lopez, Fig, Adetula, hanging out with you. I don't know if I like that, but I figured I'd give it a shot.
I like that.
Okay. All right. Let me know if you like
Lopez, Fig, Adetula.
I'm good with it.
713-572-4610. But I'm not.
Let's change the image.
No, it's not. No.
I don't think that works.
Yeah.
Big shout out to Alan Olivas. He's the winner of the $50 gift card to Texas Star Grill Shop. So, and you will be entered for the opportunity to win a visit from John Lopez and I guess also a grill.
Yeah, and a grill.
Oh, you going to go to their crib too?
You darn right.
Okay.
I did last year.
Okay.
Bring a case of OG sauce.
Are you going to carry the grill?
No.
Are you going to set up the grill?
I will be there in spirit in terms of carrying the grill.
He will supervise.
I'll be like that guy, like that guy in that video that's helping, you know, move the furniture and he's not really ever touching it. Have you seen that video?
Yeah. You just supervise.
Yeah.
The law firm of Lopez, Fig, and Adetula. Hilarious.
I like that.
Shout out to everybody rocking with us. Shout out to the drive. Getting ready to hand off to them here shortly. I see Clint just stepped in the building. So we're excited for that to come. What I'm also excited for is week 3 at Minnesota. Noon kickoff, which I'm going to be completely honest. Love Sunday night football. Excited for a noon kickoff.
Who's not?
Hey, that Sunday night football kind of threw me off this week,
that's
man.
Part of the reason
I still ain't getting my good sleep yet, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. It's definitely knocked the sleep schedule off.
Hey, Monday?
It's either that or the full moon, apparently.
Monday after the show, I was a mess.
Who amongst us was not? But yeah. With that being the case, the big thing for me with this particular matchup, or one of the big things, I guess, but it feels like a big thing, is the Brian Flores-led Vikings defense that has been very, very good. Ain't that right, John?
They've been excellent. They're number 8 in the NFL in rushing defense,
which is just behind
the Bridges, behind the Texans. Texans are 7th in rushing defense, and in sacks they are number 1 in sacks, just ahead of the Texans. And this is the biggest test the Texans have had to date, and it will be one of the bigger ones that, you know, presuming the Vikings continue to play like they have. They're just giving up 88 yards a game on the ground, and couple that with Joe Mixon not at practice, according to boots on the ground.
Yeah, Mixon's not at practice. Dameon Pierce is not at practice. Cam Akers obviously is out there and seems to be getting like an increased level of focus with with practice stuff. British Brooks, who had been doing mostly just work with kind of tight ends, that type of things, he stepped into the running back rotation a little bit for a while before returning to what he had previously done. So that if that gives you any level of insight into maybe just maybe the way that this team is thinking about how they might have to handle the potential of Joe Mixon and Damian Pierce not playing.
Yeah, and on top of all those numbers, you can say what you will, and some people have, about Brian Flores. The dude can coach defense.
100%.
Yeah.
100%. So what challenge does this defense pose for your Houston Texans? Now, Nick Caserio was on Texans All Access. That's why you got to check out. You got to keep it locked on Sports Radio 610 because you get to hear these types of things as well. He was asked, how has this Vikings defensive coordinator, Brian Flores, changed his defense in Minnesota since he last saw him in New England?
Yeah, I'd say Flo is a very adaptable, very flexible, very good football coach. So I know he's the defensive coordinator, but Flo is probably one of the better coaches, just football coaches in the league. So they cause a lot of havoc for the opposing offense by the way that they play. So it's a very unique style of play. Not everybody can do it. I'd say Flo is kind of taken some elements, maybe the foundation, and it kind of evolved and morphed it into like his defense. And they've done a great job of putting that defense together, how they play. There's not too many teams that play with their style. Yep. They put a lot of, I would say, pressure on the offense more mentally as well as physically, because you have to be able to react to what you're seeing, and you have to just trust your rules, and it goes back to your foundation, which goes back to training camp. But I mean, their defense is, I mean, it's really good defense. They're good on the edge. There's a reason that they're 2-0. And, you know, it's a pretty significant challenge here that we're going to see here on Sunday.
Yeah, that's a great way of describing it, right? This defense applies a lot of pressure with what you're seeing, not necessarily with the physicality of it. They do have the highest blitz percentage over the last, I believe, couple of seasons, 48%. And some of that is like that's next-gen stats. Next-gen stats doesn't really do a good job of differentiating between regular blitzes and simulated pressure, and that's the name of the game for this defense, is simulated pressure, where sometimes a linebacker will be coming, but then they'll drop out a defensive end or something like that, where they're actually still rushing four, and they still have the benefit of having the remaining, let me do some math real quick, right, you know, the remaining seven, there you go, in coverage or what have you, but like now you're also having that change, so your offensive line and your quarterback and your, you know, running back, if they're in to help with pass protection and tight ends, right? Now they're also having to not just block the, you know, the basic four that are coming, but account for where those four are coming from, because it's not the same place every time down.
Now what you're saying is what really college and pro alike, every defensive coordinator tries to make it very confusing like that.
Yes,
they are just really good at it. Like I think it was Brock Purdy after the game walked straight up to Brian Flores and was caught on the microphone saying, "Man, your scheme is crazy."
Yeah,
that's the quarterback. That's a quarterback that has gone places. I mean, that is a guy that has seen people trying to confuse this offense, and he walked right up to the defense coordinator and said, "Yeah, man, your scheme is nuts." Debo Samuel was giving them a bunch of credit as far as like we couldn't figure it out. So that's the challenge. You say, what's the biggest challenge? Figuring it out, first of all. And then, you know, personnel-wise.
Blocking it up, maybe.
Yeah, then personnel-wise, right, yeah.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for four episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.
The thing, and it is a thing that kind of coincides with something that I've been looking at a little bit. Now I want to make sure that I acknowledge and recognize the ways in which, you know, the way things feel and look sometimes do not always match up with the reality of those things. And the reality is that this offense, pass blocking has largely still been, like, offensive line has still been pretty good in doing that. But there have been instances, and D'Amico Ryans himself has spoken to this, where you've had defensive line stunts and those things not picked up in a way that they really should be, especially because you're not seeing the most complex of those types of you know, games are happening on the line in these situations be missed. How much more so now a defense that is predicated on the idea of we are going to make it difficult for you to trust what you're seeing and then ultimately then pick it up. Offensive line's got to be on their P's and Q's this week.
And it'd be really cool to have Juice Scruggs back, but doesn't matter. They do need to be on top of their games, as you just said, because I think if you don't recognize it, because it's going to be on C.J. Stroud to recognize it and know where to go and what to call. But it doesn't matter if the line doesn't recognize it and get that messaging and implement it, because then you're going to have several free guys running.
Yeah. So I think that that's one of the challenges that clearly is being posed with the offensive line with C.J. Stroud. And this was a question I brought up. Like, I do want to have a better understanding of who sets those protections for this Texans team, who has those responsibilities, how is that shared? Because their job is going to go to another level. And I imagine C.J. Stroud has a decent amount of, you know, responsibility there. Is it going to be Juice Scruggs that is there? As we mentioned, the word from practice is that both Juice Scruggs and Patterson are on the sides of practice, not actively practicing, although they are there, right? So what does that mean for, you know, your center position that's going to be, you know, the kind of a key linchpin in making sure your offensive line is pass blocking well, right?
No, center's enormous in terms of what he can do and what he can call and what he can help with on the offensive line. And, oh, by the way, Blake Cashman hadn't slowed down. He had an incredible – he had a career year last year. With the Houston Texans. Ends up in Minnesota last week. 13 tackles, a sack, a TFL, and three pass deflections.
And that's against a very good Niners offense, right? Like a Niners offense that even offensive line-wise, like they have some really solid, although I think really the real strength of that offensive line is Trent Williams, but you saw even on the Trent Williams side him have some troubles with this defensive line. Man, this is a defensive line that is very good at what they do. It's one of those situations that feels very win-win like, right? Like, I mean, I know we've talked about, or it's been talked about, is like almost a pseudo trade because it wasn't a trade, but you end up with Danielle Hunter here, you end up with
Grenard
and Cashman there, right? Like, but it's worked out in both ways because I would not want anybody else besides Danielle Hunter working alongside Will Anderson. That's looked really good here, but don't forget over there, that has worked very well for their situation with the Vikings. So that is a huge challenge that they pose. Another one that they pose, in my estimation. When you look at the numbers of defensive coverages thus far in this very young 2024 season, the Vikings run a lot of cover two, a lot of cover four, a lot of cover six, which is too high safety.
Yeah,
is what we're talking about here. And what have we talked about in the last few days when it comes to defenses? That too high safety look, they're trying to keep everything in front of you.
Yeah.
Right? And so that is going to limit the potential for explosives. But it's also going to be a decent amount of zone. So I think that one of the challenges that it poses, and it's not one that this team is incapable of stepping to the challenge of, but is you're going to need to tear them up underneath. You're going to need CJ Stroud to hit these guys in the spaces of zones underneath those safeties and basically continue to beat them time and time again, down and down, down in, down out, as you try and make your way up the field.
And tight end. And, of course, Brevin Jordan is on IR.
So Dalton Schultz, and, of course, now Cade Stover.
Cade Stover, come on down. And he's been good. He really has. I think they're going to use him more. Obviously, Dalton Schultz, I could see where the tight end becomes a big factor. And then you have head-to-heads with Blake Cashman when you're doing that type of stuff. So it'll be fun. It'll be fun because both real good, as good as their defense is, the Texans are right there with them in terms of sacks and rushing defense. And certainly the matchups, you know, the two players that went there, the two players that came here, and then the matchup with C.J. Stroud trying to figure out exactly what Brian Flores is doing.
I guess the other one that we've been very clear about, you mentioned the idea that this has, at least through 2 weeks, been a pretty solid run defense in the Vikings. I think we already had concerns about the run attack for the offense just in and of itself with the uncertainty around the running backs that you will be throwing out there, the uncertainty around the middle of your offensive line when it comes to the center. How much more so how do you feel about that with the addition of the fact that you're facing off against a solid run defense in the Vikings?
Well, I mean, obviously not great, but it'll get progressively worse as the week goes by. because like, okay.
Or better if you see Mixon get out in practice tomorrow.
Yeah,
right?
If he's on the field, because they're not even on the field. They had some guys working on the side. And neither Pierce nor Mixon are even on the field, but you get out there tomorrow and especially Friday, then you start to feel a little better. You know, maybe it could be treatment, could be any number of things. But no, like, this is not a team that you want to be without Joe Mixon and Damian Pierce. And you're riding everything, putting everything on Cam Akers and British Brooks. Now I prefer Cam Akers, we know that, but man, you'd like to have those warm bodies out there against a team that can shut you down running the ball.
Yeah, and in addition, like the thing about Joe Mixon is also like the added benefit he provides out of the backfield, right? Obviously, the focus is make sure you can run the football. Like, that is a very front of mind thing when it comes to this Texans team and offense. But don't forget, and I don't think I'll ever be able to forget, that the first practice in training camp that Joe Mixon actually gets out there and the wheel route that he hits on the right side of the field, and it goes, oh, okay, different. Yeah, this is different, right? Like, that added element is something that you're not going to have, I don't think, to nearly the same degree if you have the likes of Cam Akers or British Brooks out there doing this. And again, that's going to be something that I think it could be really helpful and insightful against a defense that in Brian Flores that is difficult to deal with.
It's going to be wild. They're going to have the skull going and everything else.
Yeah, that's right. You're on the road.
Yeah, you're going to be on the road. You're going to have the skull. You're going to have that wild crowd. You're going to have you'll be short at the running back position. The one thing that does affect even if Mixon or Pierce do come back, is you sure would like for them to have a look at what some of the things, I know they go to the meetings and all that, but some of the things on the field that they see, that Nick Caserio knows what Brian Flores is all about.
Yeah.
The Texans by default will know, you know, some of the things he prefers to do. It sure would be nice to be able to have those guys out on the field so they can see that for themselves during the week.
So those are some of the defensive challenges that this particular Brian Flores defense is going to pose against your Texans once we get around to Sunday, 12 noon. And you can hear that right here, Sports Radio 610, your home of the Houston Texans. It's In the Loop. here on that Home of the Texans Sports Radio 610. And it's about that time to turn it over to my man Figgy Fig for a little Figgy's mixtape. What you got?
Man, yesterday we talked about fast food, and today is National Cheeseburger Day. I'm going to get y'all a couple places that's doing some deals for cheeseburgers.
All right. Ooh. All right.
And I want to get y'all trivial. So a tweet that went viral about trivial skills that people don't really use in today's age. I want to get what y'all got that y'all...
Old school skills.
All right. Let's get some cheeseburgers and let's figure out what we're still good at that the kids don't use no more. We'll do that next.
Pass the aux cord and crank up the volume. Figgy Fig's in the driver's seat. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the ride. It's time for Figgy's Mixtape on Sports Radio 610.
Yes, it is Figgy's Mixtape on Sports Radio 610. Happy Wednesday. Happy National Cheeseburger Day today, man.
I'm loving this. I'm getting one.
Hey, I'm going to tell you, in just a minute, I'm going to tell you some places that's doing some really good deals.
Mm-hmm.
But before we get to that, man, I got to get to the dumbass of the day, man.
Oh.
I'm sorry.
So, it's not you this week.
Oh, okay.
Are you happy that you're not it, or are you sad that you didn't win?
I don't know. You was kind of relieved, man.
That's
you look relieved.
Yeah.
But I caught a highlight from the Seattle Mariners game. And
it's
a fella by the name of Victor.
Yeah. Robles.
Yeah, Victor Robles. Boy. What are you doing, dog? Sorry, yeah. I'll let you do what you do.
Yeah. So here's the highlight of him trying to steal home, and I just take it away.
And they're stealing home. The throw got him.
That made 0 cents. You have a 3-0 count, and you're going to try to steal home.
3-0 count.
0 cents right there from the Mariners.
Absolutely ridiculous. 3-0, and Justin Turner staring into the dugout as if to say, really?
It was a 3-0 count.
And bases loaded.
Bases loaded.
So you was about to get walked in, buddy. That's just dumb in my estimation, and it'll tell you a little bit about myself and my general work ethic, that... Why would I run when I could have walked?
No,
you know what I mean? You feel me? Like, if you just wait a little bit longer, you would have had a stroll in as opposed to exerting that extra energy, and you got tagged.
There you go.
Now look at you stupid.
That was the dumbest.
Smarter, not harder.
100%.
That was the dumbest play I seen this week, and we seen one from Will Levis, pretty much.
Yeah.
We seen a couple
every
weeks
week
of Will
see
Levis.
One. What's it going to be this week? To me, that guy, that wasn't just a dumb baseball play, and this is so unfair, but I'm still going to say it. I think he's actually dumb. You're sitting there and you played baseball your whole life. People have told you these things your whole life. You see the 3-0 count. The umpire's up there going like this. You see the bases are loaded. Not only was that a dumb baseball play, I think he's actually dumb.
Did he have a Carlton Banks moment where he just wanted to be a star?
Yeah, maybe.
I think so. He stole the ball from Will Smith.
Look at the guts on that guy.
Everything went in slow motion. He started getting the doo doo doo.
Yeah.
He's like, here we go. I'm gonna go steal home. I always wanted to steal home. Well, now look at you.
That was dumb. Yeah. So back to cheeseburgers.
Let's go.
It's National Cheeseburger Day, and
cheeseburger.
I'm going to give y'all a list of places that's doing some cool little deals. So
man, I got my pen ready.
McDonald's.
I'm clipping and pasting that.
Yeah, McDonald's, the healthiest fast food spot
in the nation.
The least unhealthy. I don't know if you can call it the healthiest.
It's like jogging.
So they got 50 Cent double cheeseburgers through their app.
I'm not downloading an app. Next.
Oh, that's true.
I'm not doing that.
Yeah. It sounded good
in
theory.
It's funny. Every time I go, do you have the mobile app? No, lady. Like, who the hell have a McDonald's mobile? I'm sure there's some people that do. Yeah.
And I mean, even if I was still going to McDonald's, I'm beefing with McDonald's off of the app, because I'm pretty sure that the Apple Pies, and correct me if I'm wrong, is it that the Apple Pies are no longer a dollar unless you get them in the app or something like that? Oh, no, that's Jack in the Box. Jack in the Box. The tacos, $2 for $1, aren't $2 for $1 unless you get them in the app.
Oh,
so all these fast food places can miss me.
You're not helping me, Figgy. I don't want to download an app.
Yeah.
Hey,
again, didn't we just establish work? I don't want to do that.
I guess you want a 50 cent double.
That's I would love a 50 again. Cent double cheeseburger.
Wendy's, they selling their junior bacon cheeseburgers for a penny with any purchase through Sunday.
All right, so get an order of fries.
Yep.
Okay. All right.
I'm good with that.
All right. I think that's number one on the power rankings of these deals right now.
Mm-hmm. Burger King rewards members. I'm already out on
this. Yeah.
Reward members. But you could get a free cheeseburger if they spend $1.
No. I don't want to be a rewards member.
Yeah, I think that might be third right now.
That's just so intimidating to me when you hear rewards members.
Are the cashiers ask you, are you a rewards member? No, God, no.
Now, I'm just trying to get a cheap burger. Now I got to give you my email. Yeah. This is a lot.
Yeah, yeah, can I get this? This is only for our rewards member. Oh, no, I'm out. I know I ain't one. Dairy Queen has free double cheeseburgers through the app if you want to spend $1. And that deal also runs through Sunday.
Through the app, though.
All right, I think Dairy Queen might be second right now.
Yeah.
Buffalo Wild Wings have a buy one, get one deal for loyalty members. That's the other one that kind of scared me off. But shout out to Buffalo Wild Wings. Thirsty Thursday tomorrow with the drive.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, they'll be broadcasting live. Yeah, man, those are a couple places.
You got me thinking about burgers, though, man. And everybody always asks, your favorite burger in Houston? Hit me. Give me three. Give me three places.
Oh, wow. He talking to you like you're a jukebox.
I know.
That's crazy.
Ooh. I'll give you mine to get started. Because I wrote them down when I saw this was coming.
I will also be writing these down. Thank you.
Burger Bodega.
That's
wrong. They're not in any real order. Rodeo Goat.
Goat is good.
Yeah, for sure.
And then there's a place out I-10 that I just found a few months ago. Dude. Fantastic burger. It's a barbecue place. It's called Feges. Feges.
Okay.
Unbelievable burger.
Mm.
Okay. Those are my three.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I might be visiting one of those here in a few hours.
Yeah. I'm a good burger today for sure.
I want to see if y'all will possibly get this burger. So Burger King, speaking of burgers, Burger King revealed their $1 million Whopper finalists. So it was a contest launch back in February where fans can submit a new Whopper idea for a chance to win $1 million. So these are the three burgers that made the finals.
Oh, good.
I want to see if y'all get this one. I think I'm trying to find my tambourine drop. Lopez might like this one.
Oh, here we go.
Mexican street corn Whopper.
Doesn't sound bad. Because they have that crema in the Mexican street corn.
Yeah,
that,
elote burger?
Yeah, that all doesn't right. sound too bad.
Okay, it sounds all right.
I'd eat that.
Mm-hmm.
The second finalist is maple bourbon barbecue Whopper. This is tossed with bourbon barbecue sauce, jalapeno, bacon, and maple bacon seasoning.
I'd eat it. I just feel like barbecue sauce on burgers, I don't love it because barbecue sauce has such a strong flavor that now we're covering up the flavor of everything else we're doing here.
I agree. It's either great or awful when you put barbecue sauce on
and
a
you
burger.
Always feel awful afterwards,
yes,
man.
Yes.
And the third one is the fried pickle ranch Whopper. That's topped with bacon, fried pickles, Swiss cheese, and pickle ranch dressing.
That actually sounds pretty good, even though I'm not like a big pickle person myself.
I like fried pickles, and I obviously like the Whopper. I don't think I would like them together with that ranch dressing.
The fried pickle and ranch kind of got me.
Yeah, that's what I think, too.
Interesting burgers.
So which one would you go for?
I'm gonna go Mexican street corn, man.
I'm interested in the elote.
And this one's seasoned with tortilla strips. And spicy queso.
Oh, hell yeah. I hope they win.
Oh, they got queso on there, too?
Give them $1 million.
I like that I'm saying this like I'm even going to go to Burger King and pick up a burger. I'm not.
Hey, Burger King, come on now. Don't sleep on Burger King.
I am fully asleep. I am very snooze.
So this tweet was going viral, I want to say yesterday or a couple days ago. And it kind of got me thinking about some different things we are super good at. That nobody really does anymore in this day and age. So I seen a tweet pretty much talking about the people that was born before 2000. What trivial skill do you have that no one uses anymore? And I got a couple of responses. So B. Scott actually responded to this. And I responded to the response with a Cedric the Entertainer joke from Kings of Comedy. So B. Scott mentioned backing up without a backup camera.
Yes, that's a good one.
And so I mentioned the Cedric the Entertainer skit when he was like backing up a spaceship or whatever.
Swinging his arms.
Yeah. So it kind of got me thinking. I got a little list of some of the ones that kind of made the list. So the ability to rewind a cassette tape using a pencil.
A pencil or your pinky?
Ah, yeah, yeah.
Pinky. I used to do that in your pinky. Yeah, the people wouldn't even know what a cassette was sometimes.
Yeah. What about proper grammar and punctuation?
I mean, look who you're talking to.
Yeah.
So.
How to write in cursive.
They don't even teach it.
I used to know how to write in cursive, but once I went to public school, they didn't really require it, and I forgot how.
Yeah, when you don't utilize it, it's funny because there's definitely some things that I remember, and then you'll get to a letter, and you're like, I don't even remember how that looks.
You don't write in cursive?
No.
You don't either?
Nah, not since third grade.
You do write in cursive?
I have horrible handwriting, but yes, I do.
Okay.
No, hey. I don't. I can't. Like, if somebody told me.
Seriously?
If somebody told me to do that alphabet,
never.
Nah, hell, I barely write. I put everything in my phone.
Yeah.
I barely use lowercase letters. Like, I'm writing all caps just at various different sizes.
This
is my
wild,
handwriting style.
Man.
Yeah. So I want to get a couple of y'all thoughts on some things y'all do, but here's another one. How to use a rotary phone. Like, not just know how to dial, but, like, aggressively dial.
Yeah, no, I could do that. That was the phone of my youth. But I could see where... I've seen some videos where people looking at your rotary phone and, like, how does it work? What do you do with this?
What about this one? This one might work with me and Reggie, but how to fix CDs that skip.
Yeah.
Oh, I had a bunch of CDs, but how do you fix a CD that's
good? Hey, how do you do it?
How do you?
Mister, I have a bunch of CDs.
Yeah, I have a bunch. You pull it out and you wipe it like an album, right?
Now, sometimes you got to break out the alcohol pad. Yep, you got to blow on it to dry it a little bit.
So you get like a, I've done it with albums and hence it translates to CDs. Sometimes you put alcohol, never a Q-tip, but you wrap a Q-tip like in a tissue. Works like a champ.
Okay. Some other ones, how to get the game cartridge to work by blowing inside of it.
That was one of the ones that came to mind for me for sure.
Both my sons could fix that. Like, where they did that so many times. Like, what are you doing?
Yeah, and sometimes you got to put it in soft pause.
All right.
Just so you can, you know.
Sometimes you just got to slam that thing in there.
Yeah. What about this one? This one before my time. How to refold a map, a paper map.
I'm convinced no one knows how to do that.
Yeah.
Literally no one. Up, man. No one knows how to do that.
I mean, just reading a map in general. Like, even with the GPS, man, folks with these maps, like, if it's not actively telling you exactly where to go, people are like, what is this?
Which way is north?
And I know some of that is just like some people are not naturally disposed to that. But yeah, no, reading a map is one I got on lock. One that came in on the 713 that said how to use a car cigarette lighter.
Oh, I forgot about those.
Y'all,
push-ins.
That's not before y'all's time, right?
No.
My pops used to smoke, so he used to push-in.
Yeah, it gets all red.
Yeah.
It gets all orange and red. And all
dang,
that
that's stuff. Crazy, man. They used to actually have that in the car.
Yeah, man, that's crazy. Yeah. Shout out to Ray. I like this one on the YouTube. Straighten out a dollar bill on the side of a vending machine. That's an art.
Oh, yeah.
That's an art. Yeah. If you could do that, you were something special.
The funniest thing is when you see that somebody trying to put a dollar in, it's not working. Here, come here, young buck, let me get that. This is how you do it right here. Yeah. And then they go in and take the dollar. You be like, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, so a couple more real quick. Programming a VCR.
Oh, back, that was college, my college career.
Yeah, that was tough sometimes.
I never programmed a VCR.
No, really? Okay.
My entire college career.
Nah, I remember programming SmackDown because I had to go to church with my mama on Thursdays, so I would always miss SmackDown. So it was a couple times where I didn't record SmackDown. I was recording something else on Channel 3 and totally missed it. And there's no DVR, none of that stuff. Yeah. So I was just sorry out of luck.
Mm-hmm.
But, that's all I got.
So I thought of, like, have y'all ever played pinball?
Yes.
Yeah.
I was the king of being able to get the ball away from being stuck without tilting the machine.
Ah, okay.
You know, because once you shake it, it tilts and you're done.
Yeah, exactly.
I could, for some reason, I had a knack at doing that because we used to play pinball a lot after football practice and just kill time at a pizza place. And the other thing, I can back up a trailer. Like, have you ever seen people try to back up a trailer that never backed up a trailer?
Yeah, yes. I see it all the time, man.
Dude, like, it's comedy.
Yeah.
Like, it's common.
I feel like that might be more of a class thing than it is an age thing, though. Yeah. I think there's still people out here backing up trailers all the time.
Yeah, that's true.
That are relatively young still as well.
Mm-hmm. I think the best one out of this list is being able to back up without a camera, man.
Yeah, that one is solid. You put your hand on that
headrest.
Yeah, on the headrest of your passenger side. Get over that. Yeah,
what
man.
About parallel park?
Parallel park.
Same thing.
Yeah.
There's some people that still parallel park. But they got Tom's, right?
Yeah,
my wife can't parallel park.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we have to, you know, switch seats so I can park. I'm cold with that. I don't need, like, she got a camera in her car, too. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I don't need that camera. Turn around.
When I first got a car with a camera, I was like, I'm not going to use that. And after a while, you're just like, it's so much easier.
What's funny is I didn't even trust it at first. Mm-hmm. I'm like, man, nah, I got to look back so I can see with my own eyes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, I do appreciate there's a lot of space in that you can't see that you are like, oh, it's kind of nice to have this camera there. Right. Yeah. It's a slow erosion because at first you're like, nah, I don't need that. And then you're like, okay, but I'm going to use it just to get a little bit of a sight of that extra spot.
Yeah,
that
it doesn't hurt.
And then before you realize it, you're just looking at the camera. I always feel ashamed when I have that moment of clarity where I'm like, you are staring at a screen to back up this car. I'm like, damn. Damn, how far I've
gone. No, the worst is people that still trying to back up with a camera still can't drive.
Yes.
It's just like, dog, you worst. Got a camera. Like, you got all this room back here.
Yeah.
Right. How did you park it poorly? What happened? Yeah. Shout out to the, I used to be an antenna artist. You know what I mean? Like,
that's a good one.
That's a good one.
Yeah. Right? You foil on the antenna, or even like if you did not have an antenna, just using a paper clip to get you a signal. I used to be good at that.
Oh, man.
I used to be great at that, in fact. All right, keep sending those
Point
in.
It this way. Twist it a little
Yeah,
more.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And obviously one that comes up is if you can drive stick or starting up manual, all that.
Yeah.
Shout out to all the folks that are doing that or giving it directions in general. Shout out Ray. That's a good point because there's a lot of people that don't even know how to give directions.
Yeah.
Appreciate you hanging out with us, and appreciate you, Fig, for another great edition of Figgy's Mixtape. I will absolutely be going to get a cheeseburger.
Yeah, you got me thinking about it.
But the show is not over just yet. We got one more segment before we hand it over to the drive. I want to go back to Sunday night where there was a little bit of audio from field, the quarterback's meeting. I want to break this down and see, did you feel like the offense was deserved? We'll talk about it next.
Thank you, Figgy.
Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Reggie Atitula.
Been a pretty solid Wednesday here in the Loop, Sports Radio 610. You got Lopez, you got Figgy Fig, you got myself, Reginald Atitula. I guess if I only say, I can't say one last name and then full names. I got to say John Lopez.
You can say, Figgy Fig, though.
Figgy Fig.
Yeah. Yeah.
I tried to just say Fig, but it just.
He goes by both.
I know.
Yeah.
I don't know. And it feel full. And it feel proper. What is proper is the level of support you guys have given all through the show. We appreciate you doing that. Get involved on the text line 713-572-4610, being on the YouTube, the Twitch. It has been a delight hanging out all day. You guys have also been really wanting to know, or at least were wanting to know, what the practice was looking like for your Texans up at the NRG Stadium is what I wanted to say. Mm-hmm. Jarrett Patterson dealing with the calf injury apparently is not regarded as serious, according to a source. He worked out on the side with Juice Scruggs, who is close to returning from a groin injury. That's per Aaron Wilson as of right now. When we look at updates for what's happening with your centers now at practice, no sign of Mixon nor Pierce, the two running backs that are at the top of the depth chart for your Houston Texans. So some updates when it comes to the centers made me feel a little bit better, but the running back situation, not seeing them practice on Wednesday.
Yeah, no, it doesn't feel good at all because those are two running backs. No matter what you think and who should be playing where and all this other stuff, that's two running backs on your depth chart, man, and including your best running back. We all agree on that. It ain't great, and as we just talked about in the last segment with that defense especially, it's going to be even bigger to see what they can do.
Okay.
Over the course of the week, I mean, yeah.
All right, so let's go here, because after the game, there was a lot of talking later once we got the video of this moment when your Texans get a victory over the Bears on Sunday Night Football, and as is kind of customary, teams will kind of meet at the midfield and just kind of congratulate each other, dab each other up, that type of thing. You'll see it with the coaches, quarterbacks often. You'll also see it. And that did happen with C.J. Stroud and Caleb Williams. And in the course of them meeting up, I think one of the two in C.J. Stroud anticipated having a pretty, you know,
having a moment.
Inspired moment.
Yeah.
Where he could, you know, help a guy out that is in a situation that he's familiar with. The other in Caleb Williams seemed to just want to get dap up real quick and leave. This is what it sounded like.
Good job out there, bro.
Yeah.
Hey, keep going. Stop taking those hits. Learn from those mistakes, and everything that you got, bro, is in you already, bro. You're going to be a hell of a player in this league.
Yeah.
All right, boy.
Appreciate it.
For sure.
Man.
Quick interaction. But what you miss in just the audio, and you get a little bit of an idea when he's like, hey, come here.
Yeah.
Is that Caleb Williams quickly, you know, there's a quick dap, and then he's turning his head and his body to exit stage left, and CJ is trying to pull him in like, no, I got something to say to you.
Yeah.
I got some inspiration. I got some preaching to lay on you. And Caleb, not necessarily.
Caleb Williams wanted no part of that. None. And I don't know. It's not going to be like change my opinion of Caleb Williams or he's this or that, because we all react differently to a loss, and he got the hell beat out of him, to be honest. And he was probably just ready to get the heck out of Houston, you know? It's not like this is a reflection of who he is. No, it was just sometimes in that quarterback club, and it doesn't matter that they're roughly the same age. What matters is C.J. Stroud is exactly what you want to be. He's exactly what you want to be.
I mean, it might matter that they're the same age, because sometimes that can kind of warp your perspective where you're like, hey, man, who are you to kind of tell me things?
I think Caleb is actually older.
He might be,
like,
but
technically.
But to me, it doesn't matter, because, like, you're a rookie trying to have a terrific season, and there's the guy that did it. Like, he's coming across the field trying to, you know, spend some time with you. I don't think it should matter, but it's not going to change my opinion of Caleb. I think it was just a bad look. Like, he turned and, like, yeah, sure, whatever. I hate everybody else uses the respect card, but there was none there. There was no respect.
I mean, he dapped him up. I think he just wasn't. He felt like he did not need a level of I don't know if lecture is the right word, right? Like, because again, I think that could be cynical, but I think in the perspective there, and also with kind of the character that we've seen built of Caleb Williams,
yeah.
He seems a little above it, right? Like, he seems like he's kind of like too good for school in some ways, right?
Yeah.
And so with that being the case, like, he seems like, all right, man, I dapped you up, but I don't need your advice or whatever, right? Like, I think I know what I'm doing, right? This is the guy that got out here and was like, no, I don't feel nervous, right? He's kind of, it seems like he's projecting that kind of perspective. And so I could see how he's like, yo, you know, I don't need a lecture or whatever. I know what I'm doing.
I mean, yes, I get your point. But that's a moment where you don't act that way.
You don't need to.
You don't need to. Like,
it's tough because it's a loss, man. He got the hell beat out of him. And then you got somebody else that's, you know, I mean, say what you want. We the same age. Mm-hmm. And you saying, hey, don't take those hits, bro. Like, how could I avoid those doggone hits? Like, you telling me don't take those hits? I couldn't avoid those hits.
How could I avoid them? That's, like, a good point.
I ain't trying to hear that, bro. Not right now.
I just feel like I'm not passing judgment on him. I'm like, just in that one moment, just give the dude a little time, because he's the goal.
And I think that's where a lot of Texans fans have kind of seemed to fall on this.
Yeah.
And also, like, that might be some of it, right, is the idea that, hey, the expectations of C.J. Stroud have kind of changed the way. Now, obviously, Caleb Williams is a number one overall pick in and of itself. Like, that comes with the level of expectation. But the way that C.J. Stroud handled, you know, year one of this definitely is impacting kind of the ways that people are judging and grading Caleb Williams' performance. How about this? This is something that I'm only just recently seeing, that apparently on 670 The Score, sister station up in Chicago, Pro Football Talk, Mike Florio, that's his name, was on there. And apparently he said about the exchange, quote, "At what point does C.J. Stroud become Tom Brady? He's not there yet. It's just a weird thing all around. I think it's not C.J.'s place to preach to a guy who's 1 year behind him."
I don't agree.
Yeah.
I don't agree.
Yeah, I don't like that, man. To me, that show you that, oh, because I'm younger, that I can't have a conversation with you. I can't give you no advice. That means you look down on me at that point.
Thank you. That's it's not like a big commentary on who Caleb Williams is.
I can easily see how a person would view it that
people
way.
People are.
I can see. I can see how someone would could get in their feelings where it's like, oh, you're talking to me like you are an elder statesman and you're not. I can see how you can get in your feelings
and
that
people
way.
People are doing that.
But it shouldn't be that.
I don't think it's that. I don't think it should be that. It's like, hey, man, we are in the same club here and you're the goal. I'm going to give you a little time to say what you say, you know, and maybe when he walks away, if he's like, yeah, you know, it doesn't really matter to me or whatever, but just a little bit in that moment is what I'm saying. And the other thing is the quarterback club in the NFL is very real.
Yeah.
Like they have a text thread, like all starting quarterbacks and others in the NFL have a text thread that they do. And I know this for a fact, you know, like CJ is
capital J journalism.
Like they starting quarterbacks talk with each other via text a lot of times. And other quarterbacks as well, but I'm saying there is a text that they know each other. It's a special club, and you're doing that. It's just a bad look in that moment.
And I think one thing that's nice from our perspective is that we know CJ's genuine with his, right? And so we know that that's coming from a good place. Fig, can you give it to me one more time? Because again, it might just be that now we have drilled down so far that we make this bigger than what it all was in that moment. But this was that interaction between C.J. Stroud and Caleb Williams after Sunday Night Football.
Good job out there, bro.
Yeah.
Hey,
keep going.
Stop taking those hits.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Hey. Yeah. Learn from those mistakes, and everything that you got, bro, is in you already, bro. You're going to be a hell of a player in this league.
Yeah.
All right, boy.
Appreciate it.
For sure.
I just feel like as a human being, you should listen to people that talk to you, man. Like,
well,
just out
too.
Of respect.
Yeah.
Like, I shouldn't be disrespected because I'm the same age as you or mm-hmm. only been in the league for 1 year. Like, if I got something to say, like, just listen out of courtesy.
Bro, that's a better way to put what I said. Like, just in that moment, give the guy what he has earned.
You could learn something from anybody,
yes,
man.
Yes.
Folks saying CJ was more just motivating Caleb. 936 said, I get the exchange and I wouldn't understand it if CJ didn't have that spectacular year. But since he won Rookie of the Year and set the precedent for the future quarterbacks, he's got credibility behind that stuff. He obviously wasn't giving X's and O's advice. Yeah, just kind of a funny moment. Mm-hmm. I thought it was interesting that it kind of became a little bit of a flashpoint for folks when it came down to it. And especially folks that are inclined on being a little critical of Caleb Williams and the way that he kicks it.
Yeah.
I guess that's going to remain there in the way that he continues to go about things. We welcome in our fellas from The Drive as they get ready to handle a Wednesday here on Sports Radio 610. And one thing that we were talking about and really got us going in our last segment was the things that we still do that people born after 2000 just would not have use for. Things like B. Scott was talking about backing up without a backup camera, rewinding a tape. Are there any of those things for you that you kind of take and hold as a prideful thing for you that you can still do that may not even be all that useful to some folks?
Well, that I still do, no,
or that you can
I think,
do at
I
least.
I think the day I married younger, I graduated to doing things somewhat like the young ones do.
Yeah.
But I am definitely a guy that appreciates the old school ways of doing things. I'm not telling you I got a cassette deck at the house and I'm rewinding cassettes. But yeah, I like the old way of doing it. I think the old way of doing things that I would be extremely guilty of that people laugh at, that youngsters laugh at, is I two things. I firmly believe in writing checks, hard checks.
Oh, wow.
And I firmly believe, unless it's like my business here, like obviously Odyssey, who writes all of us a check. Mm-hmm. Like I'll take that one direct deposited, but I want to see something hard.
You going to the bank?
I want to see something hard.
That's 2 days this week.
Yeah, I wasn't going to point it out, but it was there.
Hey man, 2-0, man. I'm hell hard.
Hell with that pause.
I'm just telling you, man. I want to see some hard checks.
Do you deposit checks with your phone?
Yes, I do.
Okay, okay. Yes, all right. At least there's that.
There's been too many times. If you play us, that's right. There's just been too many times for me where I look up and I'm like, you know, I ain't seen a check from.
I don't even have checks.
Let me check my. No, I'm talking about receiving a check.
Oh, gotcha.
Like, let me see, because you got some revenue coming in from some different streams, right?
Yeah.
Well, I look at my bank account. I'm like, well, damn, next 30 days, last 30 days. Wait a minute. So-and-so is supposed to pay me once a month. Where's my money at?
Yeah.
And I call them. Oh, well, you didn't sign this. Oh, you didn't. It ain't never them. It's always me.
Yeah.
But like that right there. No, send me a check so I know. Okay. Don't rely on me checking on yours.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for four episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.